Vayter and Shas Randav Test, picking it up by the brand new Mishnah, second Mishnah, in Maseches Beitza. Here we go. So, Mishnah says, Bishami Omrim, Ein Molichin Es Asula Mishavach L'Shovach. What are we talking about over here? So, a Shovach is known as a place where the pigeons used to hang out, where they used to have this place where they keep pigeons, and they would go and be able to take them when they needed it in order to have Simchas Yontif, and all that kind of stuff. So, what about taking a ladder? You let it take a ladder and go and put it up against it and be able to go out and climb up there and get it. So, clearly, on Simchas Yontif, you let it go ahead and take it down. You let a Achilas Nefesh, Ochel Nefesh, go and take pigeons. Question is, you let it take a ladder? Is that some sort of issue here? So, Bishami says, you're not allowed to go ahead and take it from one shovach, from one place where the pigeons hang out, to another shovach. You're not allowed to move from one to another. Ava Mateu Michalon Lechalon. Every shovach, every pigeon area, the pigeon house, had a number of different windows in it where different pigeons lived in. They had an own separate entrance. Very nice. So you're not allowed to go ahead, says Bishamai, and move a ladder from one pigeon residence to another, but you're allowed to go from window to window. Basil Matir and Basil says, nah, don't worry about it. You can take the ladder, go from one to another. Now, we're going to get into the Gemara. There's different types of ladders. There are ladders that are used specifically for these pigeon homes, and there are ladders which are used for a roof. And here we're going to see exactly what we're talking about over here. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Amr of Chanan Bar Ami. If Chanan Bar Ami comes in and he explains, what is Machlokas and what's the situation? He says, Machlokas B'Rishus HaRabim. This whole discussion is talking about when it's B'Rishus HaRabim. And B'Rishus HaRabim, we're worried that maybe someone's going to see us behaving a certain way and then they're going to go ahead and because of Maris Ayin, they're going to think they're going to do something which is not okay. The B'Sham Esave Roa Omer La Tiach Gago Tzarech. The person who sees is going to say, oh, he's doing it in order to go ahead and to plaster his roof. Rashi says that they used to have roofs that were flat, and they would use the roofs a lot, but they would use this type of cement, I can't think of the right word here, plaster, in order to go ahead and build up like a little bit of a slant in order that water wouldn't just sit over there. So maybe he was going up on the roof in order to go and do such a thing. As why Beisham says, you're not allowed to do that. And when the Mishnah says, Beisham, Emelichin, it's a sul, Meshovach, Leshovach, he says, we're talking about Rishis Arabim because of Marasain. Beisil, Savri, Shovcho, Mochiach, Halav. He says, nah, the Shovach is Mochiach on it. In other words, the pigeon house itself, everyone's going to get the fact that the reason why he's doing it is for the pigeons, not for his house. Rashi says that, not for the roof. Shovcho shel sula mochir shu nikar shu shel shovach, that's what he's doing it for. But when it comes to Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Divrei HaKol Mutter, everyone says it's going to be Mutter. Why? Says Rashi Sharei, Ein Adam Roeu. Nobody sees what's going on, therefore everything's totally fine. So we see, according to this, the Machlokas is talking about in Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, everybody agrees you can go ahead and move things around, you can move the lattice, one Shavach to another Shavach, Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed it because of Maris Ayin. Fracta Gemara, Eini, is that really true? You're telling me Beisham and Beisil both say that if it's Chadvei Chadorim, it's closed off, it's its own thing, it's just a Yachid, it's going to be okay? V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that kol makom sha'otsu chacham b'nei marasayin, whatever chacham said is initial marasayin, afilu b'chadvei Chadorim aser, even b'chadvei Chadorim, it's going to be aser. Very important to understand what's happening over here. Rashi says, v'kashe d'rav ad Rav Chanan. It's a kashe and Rav and Rav Chanan. The issue over here is that Rav and Rav Chanan are both Amorayim. In which case, so what's the problem over here? That they're going to go Rav, they're going to be saying something against Rav? That the way you're explaining is going to come up against Rav? Who cares? It's an Amor and Amora. The answer is Rav was a serious business over here. He was a heavy hitter. Tosus calls him the Rosh Yeshiva or somewhere along those Lushans, right? Rosh Yeshiva Li Yisrael, besides Shmuel. So you can't just mess with him. So therefore he says, I have Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that we know that Kol Makom Sha'atzu Chacham Ibn Marisai and Afil B'Chadu Chadorim is going to be Yatzu. So how could you say that when it's Rosh HaYachid that it's going to be okay? Rosh HaRab is the problem. Rosh HaYachid is where the Machlok is Rosh HaRab. Rosh HaYachid, everyone says it's okay. As Gemara Tanoi, Rashi says, "Ikatana dekoy kavasei." There's a Tana who goes like him. In other words, the Rav Achanan, he's not coming straight out against Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's not the discussion over here, right? But against Rav. Inachinami that he's coming against Rav over here. But Lamaisa, what do you want from him? He's coming from a Tana. Tanoi is machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. There's a throwback, my friend. It's like a Shabbat. It's on two places. Shodchan Bechama Avalo Keneged Am. Rashi says, let's say a person has something that gets sopping wet and now he wants to go and hang it up in the sun to dry, you can go and do it, but not opposite the people. In other words, do it in a place where no one's going to see, so no one should think that you're doing laundry. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osen, they say it's Usser. So you see, they're the ones who say, Afilu b'chadr chadarim. They go and they argue on this, but the Tanakhama says it's not an issue. And therefore, he comes along with Rav, he's like, what do you want from me? I got someone over here, I understand that Rav doesn't like what I'm saying, but Rav Chanan Barami comes along and he's basing it off this following Tana, period. So, just to sum up what we just said, is the Machlokus in Bishamim Beisilo is only talking about in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYachid, both of them are going to be okay with it, not a problem. Rishus HaRabim, one is an issue that they're worried someone's going to, you know, Marasayin, and Beisilo says it's not a problem, Marasayin, because the Shovach is Mochiach, is, you know, shows that obviously we're doing it for this and not for fixing our roof. That's one way of learning. Ikadami, there's another way of learning this entire thing. I'm Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, and again, same Rav Chanan Bar Ami said before, but now it's understanding it differently. Machlokas Rishus Hayachid. The Machlokas is really Rishus Hayachid, not a Rishus Rab. Rishus Hayachid. The Bishami Islu, the Rav Yehuda Amarav. Bishami holds of Rav Yehuda Amarav that Afilu Bechadri Chadarim is a problem. Obeisila Leslu, the Rav Yehuda Amarav. And he does, says it's not a problem of Rabbi the Rav, he doesn't hold of the issue of Chadrei Chadarim. Aval Rishus HaRabim, everybody says that it's Aser. So this is like an inverse of the previous one, if that's the right word to be using over here. Then the previous, in this one, we're saying that Rishus HaRabim, everybody says it's a problem. The question is whether Rishus HaYachid it's a problem. And that's where the Machlokas. Before we said Rishus HaRabim, everybody, that's where the Machlokas was. Rishus HaYachid, everyone says it's fine. Now we're saying, everyone says that in Rishus HaRabim it's a problem, and the Machlokas is in Rishus HaYachid. Frekta Gemara Lema Rav Damika Beis Shammai. Are you telling me that Rav is holding like Beis Shammai? Listen up. Very important Rashi to explain what's going on over here. Rashi decided to speak a lot to be able to explain this. This is pretty wild. Here we go. Lema Rav Damika Beis Shammai LeRav Chanan Kaparich. This is a kasha on Rav Chanan, right? Because we just brought up again that this is an Ikad Da Amri. Now we're saying Amar Rav Chanan Ba Ami. The Machlokes is in Rishus HaYachid. But in Rishus HaRabim, everyone's going to say that it's going to be Aser. Says Rashi, Rav Chanan Kaparach, Uki La Beis Hillel Rishus HaRabim Asri, that we just set up that Beis Hillel is going to say Rishus HaRabim is Aser, or Rishus HaYachid, he's saying it's okay. If that's so, Imkein, Rav Chanan, according to Rav Chanan, Rav da Amar Kol Makum Sha'asu, Rav who said that any time that they Asered in Rishus HaRabim, they're going to do in Chadri Chadarim also, that means that he's passing and now it's coming out like Beis Shammai, that he's passing like Beis Shammai. But to me, does that make any sense? Havadei lo shafik Beis Hillel va'avik Beis Shammai. He wouldn't do such a thing. We know that the general rules, halacha goes like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. But according to what you're learning now, it's going to end up being that Rav is going like Beis Shammai. Therefore, it's got to be le Beis Hillel afir b'shus HaRab mutter. We got to go back to the first way of learning it. That for sure is going to be true, that le Beis Hillel, even b'shus HaRab is mutter, mishom de shofcho mechiyach lev, because the fact that the Shovach, this pigeon house is mochiach on it. De'i b'rishus harabim aser, because if you want to say yod b'rishus harabim aser, b'rishus harayachid shari, then lo av amar rav, lo hashmais rav, never would have said that. He wouldn't have paskin like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers by saying, oh no, don't worry about it. You understand? Tanoi. First of all, I'll read it, then we'll explain. Tanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, like we learned, shaltchem b'chama avalo keneged am. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osim, it's a machlokas tanoim about that concept. Now, what does that mean? How did you answer the question over here? Answer by saying, no, you got to know. When it comes to Rav, for sure he wouldn't agree with this version. Rav would not agree with this. He would say, for sure, that Beis Hillel says, Rishus HaRabim is going to be mutter, and he's arguing, and I'm going like the following Tana that says, it's Shochem Nechana, the less lay the Rav. Okay, that's basically how it comes out. The Tanya, Shochem Nechama, Avalo, Keneged Ha'am. And Rabbi Lazar Shimon, they say that it's Aser. Rav definitely wouldn't go with me, and I'm going like the following Tana, which is not having this, it's not the focus discussion here. So it comes out that in a chinami, Rav wouldn't pasken like this, but I do pasken like this, and I'm going according, I can go like this and go in these shitas in that machlokas Tanayim. Beep, turn the page. So, Tesama Bey, Zakta Heilige Gemura, Masnis in our Mishnah, Deloki Aitana, doesn't go like our Tana. The Tanya we learned in Abraisa, Amrab Shimon Ben Elazar, Modim Beishamei Ubeis Hillel, Beishamei Zillel, both agree, Shemolichin is Asula Mishovach Leshovach, that you can go and you can move the ladder from one Shovach to another. Lo nechelku ella lahachzir. They only argue over returning it and bringing it back. Now Rashi comes in and says, "Mastisin deketani ba holacha sulam pliga." That they're arguing about whether or not you could bring the ladder. It doesn't go according to this one, who says that for a tzorich yontif, everybody agrees that you're allowed to go and bring it. So clearly, this will go like our Mishnah. Lo nechelku ella lahachzir. The machluk is only whether or not you're allowed to return it. Beit Shammai omrim ein machzirin. You're not allowed to go and do so. You're not allowed to put it back. And they say you're allowed to put it back. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says, we're going to find that this is a question whether he's qualifying or saying his own shita. We're going to see that when we get into story time, how we understand this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are we talking about over here? What is this discussion talking about? Besulam shel shovach. This is talking about a ladder which is used for these pigeon houses. Aval besulam shel aliyah divrei kol aser. When it comes to a sulam, a ladder for an aliyah for the upstairs, everyone agrees. In other words, for the roof, everyone agrees that that's a problem. Rashi says that who vade amri latir gago sarach. That for sure, a person's going to think he's doing it in order to go ahead and to plaster his roof. Rav Dosa says, mateu mechalon echalon. Maybe you're not allowed to go and carry it, but you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to shift it from one window to another. You can window shop, as Mechavrusa says. You're allowed to move one window to another in the same pigeon shtickle, but you can't move it to another one. Others say in Rav Dosa, af midadadin bo. You can even midadad it. Rashi says, what does that mean? In achalon, rachok, if the window is far, v'ein rosh ha-sulam magia shom, it can't get there, by leaning it there, so medadim maglagav shasulam atmat. You walk it there. You shift it leg. Reminds me of a Gemara on Shabbos we did. All right, so go and you walk it over there. Now, Zakta Gemara is getting to study time. Bnei Rabbi Chiya nafik l'kiryasa. The son of Rabbi Chiya's kids, they went to go out l'kiryasa. Rashi says l'kfarim liros of the same. They went to the kfarim, the villages, to go see their fields. When they came back, when the father says to them, as Rav Chiya said, you had any stories that happened with you when you guys were there? They said, Sulam Baliadinu, Vitarnu. Yes, a ladder came to our hands. And we martyred it. Rashi says, Holechas Sulam Shalalia Lashovach. We asked the question if you can go and bring a ladder that's used for a roof, can you bring it to the Shovach on Yontif? And we said it's mutter. Amalem said, oh, that's so nice. So, ooh, you should go back now. Make sure you aser. That's what you said, which is mutter. They say, what? What's going on here? Why did they matter? Why is he asering it? In Usavar, the reason is that the Kindalach, they held that Midaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Besulam Shelalia Lopligi. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, Bamed Davar Mamurim. So he said, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, he came along and he said that they're not arguing when it comes to the Sulam of the Aliyah, Mechlal the Tanakama Savar Pligi. That means that must be the Tanakama. He says that they are arguing over it. And therefore, since they have a Machlokas over there, as Rashi explains, the Mechlal the Tanakama Savar Bishel Aliyah Pligi, Bechazara, it's a Machlokas only Bishel Mishel about returning it. Modum Alacha, but they're masking that you could bring it. Oh, Velohi. But the Tata was saying, you misunderstood what's going on over there. It's not a machlokas Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was rather explaining. He was saying about Medavar Mamurim's explanation. Rabbi Yehuda, timing the Tanakam, come with Farish. He was just explaining what he was saying. Frek the Gemara, how do you know Mimai? How do we know that that's what it's talking about? That the machlokas, that it's actually explaining it? And that really the whole time it's talking about a ladder of a shovach and not a ladder to the roof? From the fact that it says you can bring the ladder from one shovach to another. What does that mean? That comes to tell you that it's a shovach ladder. It's not a roof ladder. And if you want to say that the argument was about a ladder that's used for an aliyah for going up to the roof, so then it should have said differently. Hay molichin es asula mishovach l'shovach. Molichin es asulam lishovach miboyele. Should have just said lishovach. Elalav hachikamar. Rather, this is what Taka is coming to tell you. Shel shovachin, shel aliyah lo. You're allowed to go ahead. The machlokes between Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, and returning, saying about the shovach. But shel aliyah lo, when it comes to aliyah, they're not arguing. That's always going to be a no-no. V'idach, and how do the sons make that mistake? They said, Mikatani sulam shel shovach? Does it say it's a sulam of a shovach? It says, Mishovach l'shovach katani. V'afilu l'kama shovchen. And even to go to many different ones. Rather, we're still talking about one which is used in order for an aliyah. Igadamri, some explained that the story time went differently. Amrlo, what they said back to him when he said, did anything happen when you went there? They said, Hitui sulam shel aliyah baliyadenu vitarnuhu. Leading it, Rashi says, "V'olicho l'shovach mibaod yom v'achshav ba la'tosa mechalon lechalon." That's the question. If it's already brought there before Yontif started, and now we want to know, can we go ahead and take this ladder, which is a ladder of aliyah, of a going upstairs ladder? It's not a shovach ladder. And they want to know, can they tilt it from one window to another window? That's what they came and they asked. Amar lahem. So he says, "Oh, you said it's a mutter. That's so lovely. It's nice that you did that. Now go back and tell him it's aser. Tzuv isu mashi taitam. You should go back and answer what you said. What's pshat?" They came along and they understood as follows. Mai deka asar tanakama kashari Rabbi Dosa. Rashi, very important. Rashi explains that tanakama here is referencing what? It's referencing Rabbi Yehuda. Right, to Rabbi Dosa, it's the Tanakhama of Dosa, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Basulam Shel Aliyah Asir Laolich, Kashar Rab Dosa, Mia Lahatos. He says, you're allowed to go ahead, Kemuvi, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to lean it. When really he misunderstood it, the Tata is saying, Velohi, he got it wrong. It's opposite. My the Kashari Tanakhama Ka'asa Rab Dosa. That which the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda said is Mutter, Rab Dosa says is Asir. Rabbi Yehuda was coming and telling us that you're not allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to use a ladder that's for aliyah, but you're allowed to go and take the pigeon ladder and move it from one to another. And Rav Dosa's response is, even that's a problem, you can't go and carry it, you can only do the leaning thing, you can only tilt it from halon to halon, which is in the same one. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then said that, again, the Mishnah says, Beishami Omrim Emolichin Esasulam Mishav Vashav. You can't go from one pigeon house to another. Aval Mateo Mechalom Nechalon, you're allowed to go from one window to another. Beisila Matirin, Beisila says, you can lean it from one window to another. Beisila Matirin says, you can go from one to the next. Says the Gemara, interesting. Alma, what do we see? Gabi Simchas Yomtov, Beishami Lechumer, Beisila Lekula. We see by Simchas Yomtov that Beishami is Machmir, Beisila is Mekel. Ramini, what are you going to do with the very first Mishnah? Hashochin Chayeva Of Beyomtov, someone who shecht Chayeva Of on Yomtov, Beishami Omer, Beishami say, the Yachbor Bedekav Yichase. You can go ahead, you can stick in that, you can do Kisa Yadam. They say, Lo Yishcho, don't do it. LMK and Ayolo offer Muchamir, unless you have dirt already ready. So it's both Simchas Yomtov there also. We see Bis Shame is more Mekel, Bishel is more Machmir. How do we deal with this? Rabbi Yochanan Muchlef is a Shita. Just switch the Shitas. You got it wrong. Rashi says, Kan Hukl Fashitasan. Vetach Lahafach Devrayim. Over here, really, Bis Shame is more Mekel again, and Bishel is more Machmir. Mimai, Fakhtimar, who says, Dilma Ad Kan Lokami Bis Shame Hassan, maybe don't switch them. And we'll say that they are. And how do we answer it? Because over there, Beishame, over there, reason why they say you're allowed to do it, Elhecha de Ikadekar notes, because there's already a spade in the ground. There's a shovel in the ground ready to take out the dirt, and therefore you're circumvented all the issues that may come up with it, almost. Elhecha de Leka Dekar notes, law, but if they wouldn't have that, then no, he wouldn't allow you to do it. And just like you're not allowed to do the ladder. You're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to do the ladder, people are going to think you're doing the wrong thing. Vinami adkan lo ka'amri beis hilach, or you can also say the flip, that beis hilal over here, the reason why he's mekel is ela deshovcha mochiachalav, because the actual pigeon house is being mochiach on you, that the guy's not doing it for his roof. Aval hasam lo, but over there, you don't have that to come and tell you that that's the case. And Rashi points out, because you still have the issue of tochen that might come up. Rashi says, the guys of Mishum Kisisha, Dilma Zimnin Deboy Kisisha. Maybe you're going to need a kotesh. You're going to have to crush it up because it's hard dirt. And therefore, he's Machmir over there. Okay, this Gemara is going to continue on, but we're going to stop over here, folks. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.